What we had, or what was created, was Reg D Rule 506. And what I'd like to talk about a little bit today, to start off with, is Pre-Jobs Act. Carol, I'd like to start with you a little bit. Could you give us a little bit of a history on how we came up with 506 as we knew it pre-Jobs Act? Carol, and then we'll get to you, Jerry.
In 1982, right after the White House Small Business Forum happened, the original one, there was a regulatory response, essentially, to create Rule 504, 505, and 506. 505 and 504 were under Section 3B of the Securities Act, whereas 506 was promulgated under Section 4 sub 2. And essentially what it did was give you a uniform definition of what sort of a bright line rule in the form of the definition of accredited investor about who was sophisticated, who was an appropriate purchaser of these kinds of offerings and all. It also gave you a pretty clear roadmap of what kinds of information disclosure you needed to do, and other features of the offering. And so it was really welcomed a lot in the practitioner community in terms of its clearness and ability to help you do offerings, help issuers do offerings.
John Rutherford, I'm going to ask you, were there problems up to this point with small issuers raising capital? And is that why there was this creation of 504, 505, and 506?